I like things to be neat and organized and all in the right place. You put this in its bucket, and you put the other thing in its own bucket. So this parable in the gospel today, I really don't like. The weeds growing alongside the wheat. Why can't we pull up the weeds? Why can't we have them separated? Maybe even you have a weed garden and a wheat garden. At least they're separate then. So why do they have to be together? But I'm reminded that I might have too much temerity. That was my vocab word for the week in our first reading from the Book of Wisdom. Deacon Josh taught us how to read scripture and pray with it last week in his homily. So as I was reading through this reading from the Book of Wisdom this week, that word temerity stuck out to me. I had no idea what it meant. Maybe you don't either. It means rash, overconfident, too courageous. So I can have too much temerity sometimes and want to organize things too much, separate too much. And I'm reminded that I'm actually not very good at it in the first place, especially with gardening. When I go to weed, oftentimes I'm looking at a weed and I'm looking at a flower and I'm like, ew, which is which? It's not always so apparent, the things we want to throw away and the things we want to keep. Even though I have a desire to separate these things and to not have them grow together, I'm actually not even that good at separating them either. And it's even harder when you look at persons or characters. It's hard to judge and to separate and to put this person in that bucket and this person in another. I've been reminded of that in the stories I've been watching. You know, during this time of social distancing and things, we've been watching more movies at the rectory. We made our way through all of the Star Wars movies, and now we're working our way through the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I've seen all of these. I've seen all of these movies. I know the characters, but still I'm shocked sometimes when a guy who seemed to be a bad guy actually turns out to be a good guy. It happens in Star Wars. You have Darth Vader or Anakin Skywalker, and you even have his grandson, Kylo Ren, in some of the later movies. They have the same story. They start out good, like wheat. Then they make some really poor decisions and become the bad guy. But then by the end of the story, they've actually recovered. Darth Vader turns out to be a good guy. Kylo Ren turns out to be a good guy. And it's the same story in Marvel as well. We were watching The Avengers this week, and Loki is this character who seems to be a bad guy. He's conflicted all throughout the movies, but then he actually ends up being a good guy in the end. I'm not that good of a judge of character, or at least I'm not as good as I think I am. That when I want to judge something as a weed, sometimes it can actually turn into wheat. Now, that doesn't happen in nature. Weeds don't turn into wheat. But it can happen in the human heart. There's that thing we call conversion, where maybe I'm making very, very poor decisions at one point in my life, but the story's not over, and I still have an opportunity for redemption. I have an opportunity to change, that my life can turn out better than what I thought. And if that can happen for me, that can maybe happen for the person I might want to put in the weed bucket, to put in that category of a bad guy or a bad girl. I can't parse out these things. I can't make these judgments, these decisions, because the story is still to be written. St. Paul talks to the Romans today, and he gives them some advice in how we turn our lives around and how we might look at that affecting others as well. He speaks to the Romans and tells them, "Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness." It's the Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit inside of every Christian heart that continues to stir. The Spirit intercedes for me. The Spirit prays through me in inexpressible groanings. The Spirit helps me discern what might need to be removed in my life, but in God's timing. It's the Spirit that comes to the aid of my weakness, my sin, my badness. And the Spirit intercedes for the holy ones, he says, according to God's will. We have to remember that it's God's will, not mine, that rules the day. And even as I want to convert my heart, I can be filled with too much temerity, too much courage, too much oomph. I might want to weed out too much in my life right away. But the Lord actually is having more patience with me than I am for myself or with those around me. He has patience and says, maybe let's work on this thing right now. I know those other things are important too, and we'll get to those. But let's work on this vice now. Let's work on this sin now. In my timing, in my will, I've given you my Holy Spirit. I've poured into your heart a divine nature to sort things out all in my time. And so today, as we meditate on this garden of weeds and wheat growing together, let's think of our own hearts and let's think of those outside of us too. And ask that the Holy Spirit would enliven us, inspire us, and give us that grace to say yes for the next step of our journey.